Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. My name is Sulaiman Ravid. Why this topic? Every prophet, every Nabi, from Adam alayhi salam until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, preached as one of the fundamentals of faith, belief in the day of reckoning, in the day of judgment, in Qiyamah. Why? Because it gives us purpose to life. If we didn't have knowledge and belief that one day we will have to stand before our Maker and account for our deeds, there would be no purpose to life. Those who do good and are not rewarded by the worldly systems or the powers that be would feel totally disillusioned and demotivated. Those who do wrong and can use their position, power or influence to get away with it will feel totally emboldened. And people will just live for the sake of it until they die. But when you have belief in reckoning and you have belief in the after, you live for a greater purpose. And logic would also demand that ultimately the scales of justice have to be evened out. Those who did good have to be rewarded. And those who did wrong, if they were able to escape it in this imperfect system of the imperfect world, they have to be taken to task. A lot of what happens on the day of reckoning and in the year after is from the knowledge of the unseen. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has informed us about it, either directly in the Quran or via the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Sunnah. As a starting point, Allah says, "Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha." Everything will perish save his face. This earth will have to come to an end and everything in existence will cease to exist besides Allah. And after that, there will be resurrection. And hence it's known as the day of resurrection or the day of reckoning. Now, when something is great, then it has many names. Allah is great, he has many names. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is great, he has many names. Qiyamah also has many names, and I will quickly try and take you through them. The first and most famous is the word Qiyamah, which we find in the Quran. لَيَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. One example, 70 ayat of the Quran, 70 verses contain the word Qiyamah. Another word, الْيَوْمُ الْآخِرِ. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. The last day. That's another name. A third name, يَوْمُ الْبَعْثِ. The day of resurrection. إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِنَ الْبَعْثِ. Another name, يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ. The day of coming out, meaning you'll come out of your graves. الْقَارِعَةِ. مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. The striking hour, because it will strike terror into the hearts of those who were the wrongdoers. يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. Because decisions will be made on that day. Between slaves in terms of what they differed on in this world. Allah will be the ultimate decision maker, the ultimate arbiter. Yawmuddin, yaslawnaha yawmuddin, the day of recompense. That is the day people will get rewarded or punished, depending on their actions. As-sakha, the day of the blowing of the trumpet. Fa'idha ja'ati as-sakha. Another name, at-tammatul kubra. Fa'idha ja'ati at-tammatul kubra. The greatest catastrophe means that it will be catastrophic for those people who did not live their lives in the right way. Yawmul hasra, wa andhirhum yawmul hasra, the day of grief and regret for obvious reasons. Al-ghashiyah, hal ataka hadithul ghashiyah, also meaning a day of being overwhelmed. The circumstances will overwhelm people. Their regret and grief will overwhelm them. Yawmul Khulud, the day of eternal life. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ, mentioned in the Quran, because it's either eternity in Jannah or eternity in Jahannam. Yawmul Hisab, which means the day of reckoning. بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِيَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. الْوَاقِعَ, Allah says, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَ, when the event befalls. وَاقِعَ means that which will definitely come to pass. Then Yawmul Wa'id, the day with regards to which warning has been given. That's also a name for Qiyamah found in the Quran. Yawmul Azifa, wa andhirhum yawmal azifati, a day which is drawing near. You know, Qiyamah is coming closer and closer. Another name, Yawmul Jam'i, la rayba fi, the day of assembling. All of mankind will be assembled. Al Haqqa, the inevitable. It's going to come, whether we realize it or not. يَوْمُ التَّلَاقِ لِيُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ التَّلَاقِ, the day of mutual meeting. From Adam al-Islam until the last human, everyone will meet on those plains. يَوْمَ التَّنَادِ, the day when there will be mutual calling out. People will be calling out unto each other. on that particular day, either looking for help or, you know, accusing each other. يوم التغابن, ذلك يوم التغابن, the day of mutual loss and gain. Because the people of Jannah will get the better of the people of Jahannam. So these are some of the very famous names of Qiyamah mentioned in the Quran. There are other names also which the scholars have explained. But like I mentioned, everything that is of great status has many attributes and many names. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.